This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
Over these past decades, there's been a message presented by the popes that has continued over and over again. And that message, without justice, there can be no peace. We can't expect to find peace in our world when people are starving, when people feel that they're imprisoned, when they have no hope. People just naturally respond with hatred and violence when those situations occur. And so part of our role as Christians is to create a new system in this world, which is based on justice. We certainly hear that in Luke chapter 4, when Jesus walks into the synagogue in Nazareth, his hometown. And he says that the prophetic utterance of Isaiah, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he has anointed me, is being fulfilled in their midst. Jesus identifies himself with the character who was to free those imprisoned, to give sight to the blind, and most of all, to declare a year of favor. Now, in Jewish circles, year of favor meant the Jubilee year. Every 50 years, there was a radical reordering of society in which debts were forgiven, slaves were set free, land was returned to its original owner. It was a reordering of society so that people could live a good, decent life. Well, Jesus was saying, you don't have to wait 50 years anymore. He was the personification of that Jubilee year. When Jesus comes into our life, we have to treat people with exaggerated respect. We have to treat them with the dignity they deserve. And when we talk about justice, it's no longer St. Thomas Aquinas' definition that justice is giving each person what they deserve. It goes well beyond that. It's giving each person what they need, showing them the respect and the love that goes beyond what they think they deserve, because that's the only way they'll truly be healed and we'll all be able to live in peace.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at FranciscanVoice.org.